point about this sweet stuff that you put on bread and biscuits sometimes, it comes by boiling sugar and fruit juice.
Jelly, and then you make preserves with fruit, and jam.
What do we keep in the little containers that we have on the breakfast room table? For usually we put these on eggs and so forth.
Salt and pepper.
Let's say that there's some fruit on the table, and a child comes in there and he sees some apples in there. So he would say, and he wants one of those, he would say what?
May I have an apple?
If he wasn't being that polite about it, he might not say, may I? He might just tell you what?
Give me an apple.
What did you find inside a cherry, the part that you don't eat?
That's the seed. Some call it stone.
What about inside a peach?
Well, that's the peach seed, or the peach stone. Then there's a kernel inside of that.
What sort of peaches have you, what sort of different peaches are you familiar with that you've seen down here? The difference between?
Well, we have the Albertus and the Georgia Belle and
what kind of peach has meat that's real tight against the seed?
That's a clean stone peaches.
And what about the other kind where the meat's not so tight?
That's a clear seed.
What about the part of an apple you throw away?
The apple? You throw away the core.
And
peeling.
When you cut up apples and dry those parts, have you ever had a word for those? Those little pieces of apple?
Just dried apples.
Did you ever call them snits?
Hmm?
Have you ever heard the word snit?
Mm-mm.
What other crop is real popular down here in the South besides tobacco and cotton? What kind of nuts do they grow down here?
The pecans.
And what else besides that? The nuts that grow on the ground.
Huh? Peanuts. In South Georgia, the Governor Carter's known for peanuts.
That's right. Have you ever heard peanuts called anything different?
Goobers.